In this season of graduations, we were awfully impressed by Matt Sagaser of Dayville High School in Dayville, Oregon. Matt graduates first in his class tomorrow. Congratulations, Matt. And I guess you're also most likely to succeed in the class of 2002.
Yeah, no kidding. Huh?
What else are you in the class of 2002?
I'm a class president. That's about it. My GPA overall wasn't quite high enough to get valedictorian, so...
The point here is that you are the senior class of 2002 at Dayville High School.
Yeah.
Class of one.
Yep.
Is a graduating class of one considered especially small or...
It's pretty small. We usually have at least six. I think one year we had four and that was pretty small, but never had one this small.
Can you tell us a little bit about Dayville, Oregon?
It's a small town. It's only about 138 people. It's driving downtown, you see someone, you always wave at them. If you peel out, everybody knows by the next day.
If you peel out?
Yeah, like driving too fast through town. Everybody you talk to will be like, no, I want you to slow down around here.
Is there a traffic light in the middle of town?
No.
Oh, I see.
We got one traffic light, and that's in the town about 30 miles from us.
The graduation, it'll also be combined with the graduation from middle school.
Well, it'll kind of be because eighth graders are going to have their graduation,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm going to have mine.
How many eighth graders are moving on to ninth grade tomorrow?
Four.
Do you think it's a good thing or a bad thing to be in such a small school?
In a way, I think it's a good thing. You're a lot closer to all the students. Like, freshmen through seniors interact with each other, but there's not as many students, so you don't get to meet as many people. I think you get a pretty good education with a smaller school.
But a school that small is very limited in what it can offer in the way of courses.
Yeah, see, that's another downfall of it, too. They don't offer any music classes.
Foreign language classes?
Actually, they do offer a foreign language class. They didn't offer one this year, though, because no one needed it, but they will offer one next year.
What are you going to do next year?
I plan on attending Portland Community College, and then I want to transfer to Eastern, which is in La Grande, Oregon, and get my teacher's degree. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, even with the combined ceremony for the eighth grade graduation and your graduation, how does Dayville manage to make a real graduation ceremony out of this?
We add a lot of stuff into it. Like I made a slideshow where I'm going to show a bunch of pictures of me from when I was a baby up till now. And then we have another thing called the Rose Ceremony. And I have a guest speaker. I have another teacher who's going to sing. Basically, it's just going to be like regular graduation. And just adding a few things in to make it longer.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us about this,
yeah,
Matt.
Thank you for calling me.
And congratulations.
Thanks.
Matt Sagaser, who graduates tomorrow from Dayville High School in Dayville, Oregon, in a class by himself.